My name is Paola Testa and I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another Project by Anthony Gormley in Trafalgar Square. The date is the 28th of August 2009 and the time is 3:24 p.m. Please could you tell me your name, your age and where you're from?
I'm Nina Ford, I'm 18 years old and I'm from Warrington.
And have you travelled down to London especially today for this?
Yeah, and we're staying overnight as well.
And have you been before?
Yeah, only once, but I didn't really get to look around, so it's a lot better this time.
And has coming to the square and seeing the plinth in action been how you imagined it would be?
No, not at all. It's a lot bigger than it looks on the internet. And it's just weird when we walked around the corner and we saw someone stood on it. It was really weird.
And how are you feeling about going up?
Nervous at the moment. Hopefully that'll stop now.
Have you been thinking about it a lot in the time leading up to today?
No, I haven't really thought about it. But then now that I'm here, I have thought about it a lot.
And when did you first hear about the project?
Ages ago, I think it might have been in May or something. My mum told me about it and she made me apply.
And what is it that made you think, oh yeah, I'll apply for this? What was it that drove you to do it?
My mum. No, it just looked really good, interesting.
Did your mum apply?
Yeah, she's got a place tomorrow and it's her birthday as well, so that's... That's why we're staying overnight as well.
Oh, okay.
Plus it's Wembley tomorrow and Warrington are playing.
So you a Warrington fan?
Fan, yeah.
What is it that's happening tomorrow?
It's a rugby match, the Challenge Cup against Huddersfield. So hopefully we'll win that and it'll be a really good weekend.
So how did you feel when you heard you had a spot on the plate?
Nervous at the time, but then I thought it'd be okay because it was ages away and I didn't realise how soon it came.
And what is it that you're going to be doing?
Not a lot really, just taking photographs and obviously wearing my Warrington kit to support Warrington, so I'll probably get some stick for that if there's any Huddersfield fans around. But yeah, I'm just going to be stood there because it's rained, just in my kit taking pictures.
And can you describe what it is that you're wearing?
I'm wearing shorts with the Warrington logo on and then the Warrington Wolves away top and then blue long socks and white shoes.
And is that the Warrington rugby kit?
Yeah.
And did I see some balloons outside?
Yeah, I've got some balloons from the Warrington shop with the symbol on them, blue and yellow.
Why did you decide to do that on the plinth?
Just thought it'd look good and support my team because we're going to play tomorrow and we're going to win.
So you're a bit of a rugby fan?
Yeah.
How did you get into rugby?
I've been going for years. I just started going with my mates and then, don't know, I just carried on going.
Do you just watch it or do you ever play it as well?
No, I don't play it, I just watch it. Just cheer them on. I just love that atmosphere of it.
And how often do you go?
Quite a few matches when I'm not working, but usually work put me in on Sundays, which the Warrington games are on Sundays and they won't change it, but tomorrow I'm going to be there.
And are you excited about tomorrow at Wembley?
Yeah, really excited.
Is it a big match this, or why is it at Wembley?
Yeah, it's because it's a Challenge Cup, and we made it through to the Challenge Cup, so a lot of Warrington people are going to be there, and they come all the way down, so it should be really good.
And what is it that are you working at the moment?
Yeah.
What is it that you do?
I work at Matalan part-time, but I've just finished college, I did media, and I'm going uni, Huddersfield Uni, funnily enough, doing photography. Yeah.
And where did that come from?
Well, I started doing media in school and we did photography through that as well, so I just developed from there.
And have you done much of it before that, or was it in school that you discovered it?
No, it's just in scale.
And what is it that you like about it?
Just everything. I love photos, and I want to be in a studio. I just love them.
And you said you're going to be taking photos from the plinth?
Yeah.
Are you going to be doing anything with those, or are they just for yourself?
I was hopefully, just because I'm going uni next month, so I'll just take them along and see what. Just for myself, really. And
are you looking forward to going to uni?
Yeah, I'm really excited. I'm moving next week, but it doesn't start till like the 20th. But I'm really excited about it.
Are you staying in halls or something?
Yeah.
And how do you feel about leaving home?
I've not really thought about it, but quite excited at the freedom.
And what have you been doing with the summer?
I've just turned 18, so I've been going out with my mates a lot and working a lot and yeah, just going out really, parties and everything.
And to help us understand a little bit more about you as an individual, what are the things that are important to you in your life at the moment?
Family, friends, actually, that's quite a difficult question to think of.
And what do you think you'd like to do when you finish at uni?
I want to be a photographer. a studio one. So hopefully in years to come I'll have my own studio.
And who is it that's here with you today?
My mum, my dad, my brother and my dad's mate.
And what did they all think when they heard that you had a spot on the plinth?
To be honest, they didn't really understand what it was, but I think they were just excited of coming to London.
And are you pleased that your mum's got a spot as well?
Yeah, I think she wanted it more than me, but I got my spot first, so she was happy for me, because she does art and everything. But yeah, I'm really excited for her as well.
And have you got any expectations about what?
No, I don't have a clue. I'm a bit scared about that. I'm scared about how the people that are around will be, but it should be okay.
And what do you hope will happen?
I'm not sure really, just want to get it over and done with.
Would you like people in the square to talk to you?
To be honest, not really, because I'm a bit shy, so...
And will you be talking to anyone on the website or anything like that? Have you got people watching online?
I'm not sure if I'll speak to them, but I've got people watching. Maybe someone will ring me.
And do you think that you might have an impact on the people watching, or what would you like people that are watching to think?
Just... the Warrington people will probably be proud, happy that I'm up there in the Warrington kit, but a lot of people will probably be like not so happy.
When you're up there, are you going to explain what it is that you're wearing, because some people might not know, or are you just going to go up and just...
No, I'm just going to go up, because the people that do know, they're the ones that will care about it really. The other people don't matter, well, when it comes to this.
And what do you think, when you come down from the pit, what do you think you'd like to get out of the experience?
Just that I've been able to do it, and because I'm a bit scared that I've overcome that and gone up there.
And did you know who Anthony Gormley was before this?
Yeah. Not that, only through my mum, because she's a... She done art and everything, and she's going about artists all the time at me.
And how do you feel about being one of the 2,400 people in part of his project?
It's really strange that like so many people have applied and it's only that many picked, and I'm one of them, so quite happy.
And when you think back to the profile that you put up on the website, you were asked to pick three words that describe you. Do you remember what they were?
Shy. Happy. No, shy, smiley and honest. I did try and put random, but then it came up as ROM, so I changed.
Why did you pick those three words?
Because I'm shy. I'm always smiling and I'm happy.
And are you able to describe what it's been like since you heard that you had a place on the plinth and to this moment now, just before you go up, what's that journey been like?
Well, like I say, it gets more nerve-wracking as it gets closer to it. So at the beginning I just didn't think about it a lot, but now I'm really nervous.
And before we finish, is there anything else you'd like to tell us about or add to the interview that we might not have asked you?
No.
All right, well, thank you.
Thanks.